Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go forth.
Sorry. Forgive me. Okay. Mr. Janice?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
We just thank God. We thank God. And we bless you, Minister. God bless you. We thank God for the opportunities that he presents to us. We just say hallelujah. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Our scripture reading for the righteous to be saved. What will become of the godless and the sinners? 1 Peter 4 and 18. Yes. We just welcome you to Victorious Living Ministries. Your host is Minister Janice. And again, we are just grateful. We are just grateful for those who take time to come and listen, even when you may not hear us live, but you come when you can, when it's convenient for you. We thank God that we're able to share with you and you and you the word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, Master, thanking you for the opportunity that you've given us. Thanking you, God, for just allowing us to see this day, God. This is a day that we never saw before, God. Oh, but you caused our eyes, oh God, to open up, and we saw a fresh and a brand new day, a day that we never saw before, Master. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master, because you woke us up, and you put our mind, oh God, you kept our mind stayed on you, and we are grateful, God. We are grateful for the many blessings that you continually to shower upon us. Blessings that we see, blessings that we don't see. We know that you are working it out. That it has already been worked out. The way has already been made, God. That all we have to do is walk in it. Teach us how to walk in it, God. Teach us, Master. Oh, and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, we thank you for our elder brother. Oh, and we just bless everyone that is listening, God. We know that the world is corrupt. We know that there's a lot of corrupt things that's going on in the world, oh God. But we ask that you use us to be the light shining in a dark place. That men, girls, and boys will see you and us and see that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. Oh, we just thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Because it's in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank God, again, for those of you who are present with us, those of you who are always listening in. Yes, favorite ministries, and with our sister on Saturday with the children's ministry. And back here with us on Friday with God, with Victorious Living. Yes. We are grateful. We want to go quickly into our lesson. We ask that you go and get something to wet your palate. Yes, go and get you something to wet that palate. Our word today is IF. If. Simple. IF. If. Yeah. And we're just going to start right off with, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he will. In due time, I said, in due time he will exalt you. Glory to God. 1 Peter 5:6. So what are we saying here? If you humble yourself. Many times we don't want to be humble. We don't want to humble ourselves. We want to be the one in charge. We want to be the king with the, and have the servants. We don't want to humble ourselves. We don't want to be quiet. We want to always have a voice. So here we see in 1 Peter, it says to humble yourself. And see, when you come with humbling a lot of times, sometimes you got to be quiet. Sometimes you got to know how to girdle that tongue. Hallelujah. In humbling yourself. So we ask the Lord, for whatever we need. That we know that what? He will provide. Whatever we need, he's going to provide. Yeah. And we know that. And we have seen that. We can be witnesses to that effect. All you have to do is humble yourself before the Most High God, knowing that his timing, listen to what I said, timing is always perfect. He's never late. He's never delayed. He never denied. His timing. He has the final say so when we humble ourselves before the Most High God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So here we see we're going to follow the principles that are in the IF. In the IF. If. Yeah. There are principles. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become what? Weary in well-doing, for in what due season we shall reap, IF. Here we go. If we faint not, IF. Yeah, IF. We get tired. Yeah. Years we feel like throwing in the towel. But IF says if we don't, there's a blessing waiting for us. There's a blessing on the other side. There's a blessing that's right before you. Don't get weary. IF. What is IF? Nothing but a conjunction. That's what it is. It's a conjunction. It's a conjunction. It's a condition. Yeah. It's an introduction because something is behind IF. Think about it. If. It's just like in business. When the contract is drawn up, you over here, you get what you want, and the results of whatever you get, IF, whatever. Because if that works, IF is going to prosper too. So we're going to all be equal because of IF, because of the conjunction, because the conjunction pulls us together. Remember, God is a God that never takes away our choice. He allows us to make our own choices. Yeah. He allows us to make our own decisions, even though many times the decisions that we make, he may not. Listen to me carefully. He may not be pleased, but the decision he leaves to us. So here we see, IF. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say we have no sin, refuse to admit that we are sinners, we dilute and we die. simple as that. I am. What would be the point of saying that? I am. What would be the point in saying that I never sin? Oh, I never sin. You didn't hear people say that, though, huh? I never sin. But see, when they say that, they have no inkling idea what they're really saying. See, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If there was no sin, there would be no need to have a Savior. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And we know we need a Savior. I need a Savior. What about you? You don't need one? Someone that pick you up and turn you around and pull you out of the miry? Huh? Took you out of that miry clay. Took you out of that whorehouse. Took you out of that prison. Took you out of the place of devastation where you were hooked up into prostitution. Took you out and came and washed you and washed you whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I need a Savior. One who taught me how to keep my hands to myself. And what's not mine, don't touch. Glory to God. Yeah. John 12 and 26 says, if anyone serves me, he must continue to follow me. And wherever I am, there will my servant be also. Glory to God. So if you're going to be a servant of God, he's going to be present. He's going to be right there with you. You're not going to be alone. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And this is what this verse is saying to us. All in the conjunction. The conjunction. IF. Yeah. To cleanse. To be steadfast. Yeah. To be steadfast. To be conformed. To be holy. To be an example. Hallelujah. It's all in IF. IF is necessary or we die. IF is necessary or we die. Listen to that. If anyone serves me, he says, the Father will honor who? The Father will honor him. If you serve Jesus, huh? If you give knowledge to Jesus, the Father, who is Jesus' son, is going to honor. He's going to honor us, those who are the believers in Christ. Praise God. Yeah, if the conjunction that could have saved many, it could save many, and it can condemn many. As well, IF. IF is your choice, the choice that you make. Yeah, this is the choice. Matthew 18 and 8 says, if your hand or your foot, I want you to listen very carefully to this. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble and sin, it says, cut it off and throw it away. Make it go far away from you. Now, listen to that. I want you to listen. Because a lot of times we interpretate the word of God wrong. And see, that's why it is so important to be taught, to get with the right setting, the right teachers who could teach you what the word of God is really saying. Here we see it says, if your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, meaning sin is telling you to cut it off. It has nothing to do with it. Now, what am I saying? Am I telling you to go out and cut your hand off? Am I telling you to go cut your foot off? No. What would be the purpose of God telling us to go and kill ourselves? Could we serve him if we have fallen? If we fell at any time, remember, he's the one that wants us to repent. So how can we repent if we're dead? Think about that. What is the thing here? If your hand is being used to steal, picking up things that are not for you, that does not belong to you, Stop it. Stop it. Keep your hand. Stop picking up what does not belong to you. Simple. And repent. Repent. Even if your foot may cause you to go where you shouldn't go, try, listen to me good, try to reprogram. Try to reprogram. Yeah, reprogram your feet. Yeah, you tell your feet, we're not going in that direction. We have learned that we're going to go a new way. You know, when you've heard people say, when I look at my feet, what? My feet look new. When I look at my hand look new. Yeah. So that means things change. You don't have to stay the same. Repentance has always been there for us. That's the way. My God, he would never desire for you to cut it off. No. Listen to this. 2 Chronicles 7:13. I want you to listen. And it says here, verse 12, it says that the Lord appeared. In verse 12, he's speaking to who? He's speaking to Solomon. Yeah, he's speaking to him. And he says, if I shut up the heavens so no rain would fall, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send the pestilence among my people. Now think about that. If he would do that, if he would do any of those things that I just named, would we survive? Would we benefit? Would we? See, God is really causing Solomon to think. And he says, if he would do all these things, would this harm or would this aid his people? It would harm us. And he's letting him know at this very moment that he has the power. He has the power. But if, he says, if. He's not saying, I'm going to do it. He says, if. Conjunction. Make a change. Glory to God. Verse 14 says, if my people who are called by my name, glory to God, shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and inquire of necessities, my face, and turn from their wicked ways. He says, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal what? He's going to heal the land. Glory to God. Glory. It's in the if. It's in the conjunction. It's in the agreement. This is what this is. The choice that you make. The choice that you make today. Think about it. It affects your life forever. The choice that you make today. If you decide today that you're going to stand up for what's right, no longer will you steal. No longer will you lie. No longer will you lay down with someone else's husband or someone else's wife. No longer will you lie. Today you declare that a change is going to come. Hallelujah. A change, I said, is going to come. The conjunction. Yeah, the conjunction is right here. It's right here in the lesson. In verse 14, he tells us the step by step, how we can put we can put it to rest, to humble ourselves, seek him, and to crave the desire for more of him. Crave to have more of God. Crave to be in his presence. Crave to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, crave for that. Seek the necessities that only God can provide. the Holy Spirit. Seek for that. Seek for peace. Seek for love. Yeah. The question today is, when will we turn? When will we seek? This is the question. When will we seek? When are we going to make a decision that I no longer need the conjunction. I no longer need if. Because now I have repented, asked God to forgive me for my sins, and now I don't have to worry about what my hand is going to do. Because I have a new walk. Did you hear what I said? I have a new talk. My tongue. Glory to God. It's a holy place. It's the temple of God. Hallelujah. It's a holy place. Because the God that I'm talking about, he lives inside of what? He lives inside of me. And if he lives here, hallelujah, then holiness. Oh, yeah, the love of God, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. It said it will keep my heart. It will keep my mind. Huh? It's going to keep my mind because I'm going to have it stayed on who? On him. Not on me. Not on things. Not on gossip. Not on corruption. Not plotting. Not planning. But it's going to be on the one who redeemed me. The one who went to the cross. To the cross. Suffered. Bled and died for me. That's where my thoughts are. I'm resting and I'm relying and I'm dependent on him. Why? Because he has the keeping power. Hallelujah. Oh, he can keep me now. He can keep me. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Tell yourself, you know you're being kept. You're being kept by Jesus. Let somebody know this is what it looks like when you're being kept by the Lord. Oh, he's a keeper. He can keep you now. Yeah. Look at our lesson. The Hebrew word for if is hypothetical. If is partial. If is imperfect. Think about imperfect. So that means if it's imperfect, there is no perfection in it. Listen to what I'm saying. If we who are in Christ desire for perfection. Yeah, we do. We desire for perfection. That's what we're striving for. We're striving for perfection. We're striving to do what? The will of God. Things may get shaky sometimes. Sometimes you feel like you can't see your way, huh? Sometimes you think you can't trace him, you can't see where he's at, but he's ever present, hallelujah, and he's ever knowing, and he desires for us to be the same way. When we're in him, huh, he's keeping us. When we are in him, listen to what I'm saying, when we are in him, that is where the keeping power is. Yeah, we have no desire to plot, to steal, to live a corrupt life. That is not our desire. We have been washed, hallelujah, in the blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Yeah, and we're sealed. We're sealed. We're sealed. Yeah, because the love of God, it lives inside of us. Yeah, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you now. We thank you, God, because we know that your word is true. It is true, oh God. And your word is designed for us, oh God. You said that all we have to do is taste and see that the Lord is good. And he is what? He's good. He's good all the time. Oh, Master, we ask you, God, that this word that has gone forth, Master, we ask that let ears hear it, oh, God. Let those who need to take notes, let them take the notes, God. Let them hear it over and over what you have to say, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to prick our hearts, God. Prick it, God. Draw us close. Draw us nigh to you. Let us know, Master, that you are just a prayer away. A prayer away. That all we have to do is call on you. And you will come. And we thank you, God. We thank you for Jesus. And we thank you, Master, for all the listeners, God. Whether they're two or whether they're full, whether they're here, whether they're far away, we thank you for listening ears, God. We ask that you purge our hearts, God. Clean us, Master. Hold us out, God. Help us to be a light shining in a dark place, that men, girls, and boys would see a reality in serving you, and it's in us. Yes. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. Oh, we just thank God. We thank God for you, and we thank God for you. We thank God for the opportunity that we have, that we can come tonight and just share the word of God with those who desire to hear what God has to say about the IF. The conjunction is the IF. And God, he's been giving us the IFs a long time. The choices for us to make, because the choices that we make are lasting. So we want to make the right choice and get to know God, to get to have him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just spend time with him and get to know him. We know that on Sunday, God's Favorite Ministry will be on the same number for 7 o'clock. And on Saturday, we know that our Sister Sadie, is with the children ministry. And we just ask you to come back here and be with us on next Friday with Victorious Living, your host, Minister Janice, because the joy of the Lord is where our strength lies. And we all need strength. Yeah, we need strength. So let's pick up some of this joy. Let's pack some of this joy. Let's carry some of this joy with us on this journey. Glory to God. Yeah. Because it's available to us. That all we have to do is pick it up and use it. God has availed it. He has availed it through his son, Jesus. Yes, the veil is right here. The love, the Holy Spirit comes and it showers it all over us. And all we have to do is use it. Use it to the glory of God. Yes, his glory, not our glory. Yeah, I am. That's the word. And remember that God gives us the choice. He doesn't take our will away from us. He's not that kind of God. We're not in a place of where we're bound down. We're not bound. In him we live free. Remember that. We are free in Jesus. We are free, I said, in Jesus. Satan has us bound, but not Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.